Time now for our community connection. I've got Becca Schrupp, our city manager, in. And I know you guys just had a meeting, so I'm assuming that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So council met last night. We started our meeting off with a public hearing for a TIF district. So TIF is a tax increment financing, so it's a tool that cities can use to entice developers to come into their city. So this was for a housing project. So discussion on what TIF was, about the 6-unit apartment building going on the old school site. And then the council did approve the modification to the current TIF that's there to pull these two out and create TIF District 17.
Okay, yeah, and that's going to be on the old elementary school grounds, right?
It will be, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, I read a little bit about it this morning. So yeah, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
And so a certain percentage of that though will go to low and moderate income housing is what I read.
Yeah. So per a TIF for a housing, you have to have 20% of the units be available for low to moderate income households. So 20% of the building units will be for low to moderate income housing.
Okay, yeah, and then what I also read, I guess I should just let you talk because you're the one with all the information, but it'll be completed by the end of next year, is that correct? Is that kind of what was on the docket?
That's what they're kind of hoping for, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, hey, that's great. I think that, you know, obviously we need, I had a hard time trying to find places to live when I first moved here because I have two cats, so but that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's great. Yeah, the more people have opportunities to housing, I think it's all right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we have a housing crisis in the city, so we're very excited for this developer to come in and create these new spaces. And then we had the Crissy Lake Dam project discussed again. So they came back after their second public hearing and talked about kind of the changes that they had made, which were to dredge out upstream of the dam, create some more green spaces around by the campground area there, which will keep the water upstream like everyone was concerned about in their public meetings. So the council did choose to do a letter of support for the project. So they'll be able to move forward with that.
Okay.
We have 4 state grants for our airport that we were awarded. So before moving forward with the grant contracts, we have to kind of have a council approval to move forward with those to say, yes, we'll put up our share of the dollars. So we have 2 grants that are 70% state share, 30% local share. Those 2 grants are a planning grant for the runway 1432 clear zone acquisition plan, a terminal area safety fence and gate. So those 2 projects are a 30% local share, and then the other 2 are at a 60% state, 40% local share. So those 2 are an FBO hangar door replacement and a Jet A fuel tank truck. So that very exciting. We're very excited that we are having these opportunities to get some of these state dollars for some projects that we need to complete out there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we had 2 resolutions. We approved a resolution for advertising bids for our liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll be able to do that. Bids will be set to come back on August 28th. So we'll take a look at those at our first meeting in September.